Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Great, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back, one of his classics. Of course, that's a cover originally done by Gladys Knight and the Pips, by the way. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Stollard is our guest. Mike is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out and his new book, Connection Culture, which he co-authored with Jason Pankow and Catherine Stollard. And he's the leader of the E Pluribus Partners, folks. How about a website, Mike?
They could go to epluribuspartners.com or my blog, michaelleestollard.com.
michaelleestollard.com. Check it out, L-E-E on the middle there. Mike, we've been talking about your thoughts on three kinds of leaders: aggressive leader, aggressive person, personality, assertive personality, and a passive personality. Is there ever a time when being the aggressive leader is not only good, but it's called for?
Well, take, for example, an example where someone, maybe a customer, becomes abusive.
Yeah.
Or really goes over the top. That's a time where a leader needs to step in, and assertiveness is not going to do it. They need to be a little bit more aggressive to say, hey, whoa, hold on. This is not going to happen. You need to leave right now. So that's just one example, but there are many instances where a leader needs to be appropriately aggressive in that circumstance. And there are examples where...
It just shouldn't be a way of life. Because if you're an aggressive leader all the time, then basically you're going to be the aggressive leaders I know who are aggressive all the time. It's their way of life. It's their MO. They create more of a casualty list than productivity.
Yeah, the difference between the primary difference, Jim, between the aggressive and the assertive leader is that the assertive leader connects with people. They move with others rather than against them. They're still proactive, energetic. They value people. They connect with them. Great relationships.
And the way to tell is they're successful.
Yeah, and another way to think about it is to produce results, we have to be excellent in tasks and relationships. That produces sustainable, superior results.
Right.
And the passive leader. Well, let's take the aggressive leader first. They tend to be so focused on task and result, but they dispense with building relationships, and it sabotages results at some point. Whereas the passive leader is so overly concerned with relationships, they're not sufficiently concerned with task and result.
And they don't get anything done.
They don't get anything done. They also don't bring clarity. They don't cast vision. Mm-hmm. They don't have a top five priorities for the year.
And they don't do something people who follow you want, and that's to declare. Leaders want the leader to declare. This is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. I hope you'll help me.
And that's the great thing about the assertive leader. They are intentional about developing task excellence and relationship excellence. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, people give their best efforts. They feel more connected, which makes them perform better just from a decision-making standpoint and creativity. They align their behavior with the leader's goals. They communicate better. They cooperate better. They collaborate more. So there's just a whole host of benefits for the assertive leader.
And if you're an assertive leader, it's probably a little easier for you to become passive when you need to be and become aggressive when you need to be.
Yeah, if you're an assertive leader, then your behavior, you're still the assertive leader, but your behavior becomes aggressive when it's appropriate or passive when it's appropriate. So, for example, you might be passive if there's something you would like to say to someone, but you hold back for the sake of the relationship. It may not be the right time. So in that case, you're adopting a more passive behavior, but you're still the assertive leader.
Well, and I'm gonna push back a little bit on something here. Okay. I don't know if we actually should, if it's, can't we also say that it might be even be inappropriate to call a passive leader a leader, or an aggressive leader a leader?
In fact, it would be more appropriate to call them a passive manager or a aggressive manager
or an assertive leader. Aggressive manager is a driver, not a leader. Is a driver.
Right. People aren't following them because they want to. They're following them because they have authority to hire, fire, promote, and pay. And they're following the assertive leader because they're intentional about task excellence and they're producing results, and they're intentional about relationship excellence.
Mm-hmm. And don't confuse their strictness, their high standards, their taking what they do so seriously. Don't confuse that with aggression.
No, they want to produce results, and oftentimes the results, the organization is benefiting people in some way, and so they take their work seriously. Mm-hmm. They take excellence seriously in producing results, but they do it in a way that shows they value people, the people they're working with, and so they take different pathways to accomplish results than the aggressive leader would.
Mike, thank you so much for helping us understand the three styles of leadership. Well done, Mike, as always.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. They can get the 100 ways to connect that would be helpful on your website. There's a link to it.
Okay, good. And check it out, folks. ePurpose Partners or MichaelLeeStollard.com. Check either one of those out. Michael, we'll have Mike back again real soon. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.